This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're at juz number 19. Allahumma laka alhamd. We're nearly two-thirds of the way of the Qur'an. Juz number 19 begins in Surah Al-Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines that Al-Furqan is a criterion between right and wrong, good and bad, halal and haram, tawheed and shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, in the opening parts of the surah, those who will have a great deal of sorrow, and those who are those who have challenged the messenger and have strayed away from his path. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. You'll find that the one who has wronged themselves will bite onto their hand on the Day of Judgment. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّبَعْتُ الرَّسُولَ. They will say, I wish I had followed the messenger. I wish I hadn't strayed away from this path of truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has shaped everything and brought everything to existence. And Allah speaks in Surah Al-Furqan about the beauty of the Qur'an, and he uses examples of Musa and Harun and Nuh alayhi salam, and he speaks about the consequences of those who have left their path as not being from those who are righteous or have any share in the worldly life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the surah by speaking about everything that he has created around us. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا. Glorious is Allah who has made the constellations in the heavens. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَكَمْرًا مُنِيرًا. The sun and the light and the moon, which reflects the light of the sun. It's a powerful statement, and it's very scientifically accurate as well. All of that is a very beautiful, beautiful statement in the Quran, and this is a place you will make sajda. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. He tells us about the characteristics of those who are the glorious servants and slaves of the ever-merciful, the Lord of Mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they? They are those who walk the earth with humility. They are those who avoid argumentation with the ignorant. They are those who do not associate partners in worship with Allah. They are those who ask and beg of their Lord freedom from the punishment of hellfire. They are those who, when they spend on themselves or on others, are not extravagant and are not, withholding. They are those who make dua after worship, and they are those who make dua in the depth of the night. In standing in their prayer and in their sujood. There are those who seek to be in a state of moderation in their expenses, and they do not kill a soul except that which has been ordered by God, that in retribution, that they do not witness falsehood, and that they do not commit sexual immorality. There are those who pass by vain things and sinful practices with a refinement. They don't turn their gaze to the frivolities of the worldly life that are of a sinful nature. There are those who witness unto mankind the truth of scripture and the truth of faith. And when the Quran is recited upon them, they don't turn away from it dumb, deaf, and blind. There are those who invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for themselves and their families and their children. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. May Allah make us and from our children that which will please us, and our spouses that which will be pleasing to us. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And may Allah make us imams for the righteous. Allahumma ameen. And that's how Surah Al-Furqan comes to an end. The surah immediately after it, surah number 26, is Surah Ash-Shu'ara. And Ash-Shu'ara is about the poets. It's not about the poets, but it includes verses at the end of it that speak about those who lead people astray with the jests and the frivolities of the worldly life. But the surah is very much focused on the believers are those who make good choices, and the unbelievers are those who choose a path that strays from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the one who wishes to believe will believe, and the one who wishes to stray will continue to live that life unashamed. Many prophets are mentioned in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the accusations that were put and leveled towards them. Those who practiced idolatry, Allah answers it through Ibrahim alayhi salam. Those who practiced the wickedness and sexual misconducts, Lut alayhi salam. Those who were willing to eat and consume the wealth of the orphan and mistreat people financially, there's the example of Shu'aib and his people. Those who don't want to have a submission to an authority, there's Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam. All of them are mentioned in this surah. And Allah speaks about those who have redemption from it, those who come and wake up. such as the magicians who then wake up to themselves and they know that the power of Allah is not like the power that they tried to bewitch people's eyes with. Rather, they see that the miracles brought by Musa are from God, and they turn to Allah in worship in an immediate regret and sorrow of their previous years of sin. Musa is, confronted by Bani Israel, the Israelites, who say, "You've led us to destruction. We're going to die in this water body. Pharaoh's pursuing us." قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ He says to them, "No, rather my Lord is with me. He will guide me to the right place and the right way." And it speaks about firmness of faith and conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and there's powerful dua of Ibrahim in it, where he says, different dua, جَعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, give me a good mention in the generations to come. And that's one of the reasons we say, اللهم صلي على إبراهيم كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد, in our prayer. لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, give me, O my Lord, a pure heart, a healthy heart, on the day of judgment, where only those who have healthy hearts will be given success. And he also makes a dua that is beautiful. وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِينَ, forgive my father, he was wrongly led. And this dua was made for his father, who attempted to kill him and kicked him out of his land, until his father died in that state of kufr, and then he stopped making that dua. A beautiful, beautiful sentiment. وَالشُعَرَاء يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ, Allah ends the surah by discussing the poets who lead away those who have a heart that is desirous of the frivolities of this worldly life, are not focused on the next life, and don't take seriously the life that they have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah ends with the difference between poetry and the authenticity of the Qur'an, that the authenticity of the Qur'an, نزل به الروح الأمين, descended with the trustworthy angel, بلسان عربي مبين, in this pure Arabic language that's unadulterated, untranslatable. It's only in the Qur'an. Arabic is the only language of the Qur'an. And that there's no interference. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ The shayateen did have no interference in it. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ Of course, there's no poeticness in the Qur'an. Rather, it is non-terrestrial, not from the Prophet, but from Allah. The final section of the Juz, number 18, is Surah An-Naml, the beginning of it. And Surah An-Naml is a powerful surah. It means the ants, Surah number 27. Allah speaks about guidance and the people of belief, and that the Qur'an is the ultimate source of good news and guidance, that the disbelievers are wasting their actions in following other than it, that Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah and asked for guidance, and it was given to him. And then Allah begins to speak about Dawood and Sulaiman. And Surah An-Naml has a large section on Sulaiman alayhi salam, in particular where the surah gets its name, the interchange of Sulaiman hearing the ant speak. قَالَتْ نَمْلَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلَ O ants, hide. Solomon and his troops are coming. Go into your homes so they don't trample you without knowing. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا He smiled and was amused at her speech and her authority over others. And it's such a powerful moment that he understands the language of animals. The incident of the ant is spoken of, and then the incident of Al-Hudhud, which is the hoopoe bird, and that it was traveling far into the regions of Yemen, and it saw that there were a people, يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ prostrating to the sun rather than Allah. أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ How dare they not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How could they be so misguided? And of course, Allah sends a letter through the Hudhud back to the queen of Sheba, Bilqis, and she comes to visit. And when she comes to visit, قِيلَ لَهَا ادْخُلِ الصَّرْحِ Enter into this magnificent chamber. She thought that the qawarir, the glass, was like water. It's something she had never seen it before. And she knew that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in this surah speaks about the might of the angels, and that assists Sulaiman, and that he had power and dominion over the jinn. All of those are themes that are found in the early part of Surah An-Naml. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a juz a day. Alhamdulillah, this was juz number 19. I hope you join me where we conclude the first two-thirds of the Qur'an in our next upcoming installment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.